This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for our leaders in Washington, D.C. to get serious and to reach some kind of agreement on this coronavirus relief package. Wouldn't that be an appropriate thing to do? Today was a great day for the stock market, the sixth day in a row of the Dow posting gains. And this was surprising because there was some economic news today about job growth being better than expected. They've cut the unemployment rate down to below 11%. But still, 11%, we're talking about a tremendous amount of ground that has to be made up from the jobs that were lost because of the lockdowns, because of the coronavirus. The Dow had been down all day. All day. And then very last end of the week, it came back and it ended up being up 46 points, which is good news. And maybe, just maybe, it's because at least Nancy Pelosi has now come up with some kind of suggestion. She has suggested that they split the difference. The Republicans in the Senate have agreed to a relief package that would cost $1 trillion. The Democrats in the House already passed a relief package that would cost $3 trillion. So what's the difference? Let's split it at $2 trillion. The White House, President Trump, and Mark Meadows, the chief of staff who has been working on trying to negotiate this, said no way. Okay, can we get clear that when you talk about $1 trillion, you're talking about $1,000 billion. Now, in a normal year, and we haven't had that for a long time, the total amount of the national deficit is not $1 trillion. In other words, it's more than the difference between what the government spends and what it takes in. And normally, in recent years, and at least in the last stages of the Obama administration, the beginning stages of the Trump administration, our deficit was about $500 billion. And if it's not that long ago that we actually had budgets that at least technically balanced. They can do better. And I hope that they will. I'll play you something that Chuck Schumer said that some people might actually agree with. We will get to that. But something that people can't agree on necessarily is the issue of police and policing. There is a big rally against defunding the police. We'll hear about that. That's coming up on Sunday here in Seattle. And it's worth going to, really. Because it sends a powerful message. I'm not talking about trashing anybody's business. I'm not talking about graffiti. I'm not talking about vandalism. I'm talking about letting the voices of what is, I believe, the silent majority on this issue be heard. We'll get to that. We will also get to all kinds of big new movies. The Secret, Dare to Dream, which is already a number one streaming movie. The Secret Garden, which is a non-related movie, but also has secrets in it. Black is King with Beyonce and An American Pickle with Seth Rogen. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first of all, there is one of these controversies about President Trump that I'm just not sure makes all that much sense on any side. It's a controversy having to do with a song that he played at his rally in Rye, Ohio. He went to a Whirlpool plant, and it wasn't officially a rally. It was supposed to be White House business, but it was a rally. And he was talking about all the great strides for the economy and the great things he'll do for the economy in the second term. It was a rally. But they played a song that upset a lot of people. Why? Because of the message in the lyrics. That song in the Guns N' Roses version, which they used at the Trump rally, sounds like this.
young and your heart was an open book. You just say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say,
Doug goes on. The lyrics were considered insensitive, given the fact that when you say live and let die, people related this to President Trump's statement in that Axios interview that he gave that didn't go so well for the president, where the president said, asked about the 1,000 people a day who were still dying of coronavirus. He said, it is what it is. And that's not the same as live and let die. One of the things the Trump administration has brought up is he used this song before. He used it in May when things looked like they were turning around regarding the coronavirus. At least that was the assumption for a lot of people. And he used live and let die when he went out to visit a place that was making masks for people's protection. And the lyrics, when you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die, live and let die. And this is the part that I guess is relevant to the Trump campaign. What does it matter to you when you got a job to do? You got to do it well. You got to give the other fella hell. Well, certainly President Trump has been attempting to run an aggressive campaign in that regard. And there are all kinds of subsidiary issues that, of course, keep turning up. And one of them involves this question of white privilege. And there were questions that were raised. And this is controversial, and it's all started on a Twitter response where the United Methodist Church was doing a partnership with Robin DiAngelo, the author of the bestseller White Fragility, to produce a video series on deconstructing white privilege. So there was a tweet that came out that said Jesus was white. Did he have white privilege, even though he was entirely without sin? And, okay, Mike Gerson, who is a former speechwriter to President George W. Bush, and is very much a conservative. He is not a great fan of the Trump administration, but he is one of those people who has been outspokenly conservative basically his whole political career. And he wrote a column in the Washington Post to challenge this idea that Jesus was white. Now, again, the whole argument, I think, makes a lot of people squirm because people have their own Christians in particular, and serious Christians in particular, they have their own relationship with Jesus and their own vision of him, and I'm not sure color coding really is part of it. But he says, there are admittedly no physical descriptions of Jesus in the Gospels. Traditions about his appearance, including the beard, arose more than a century after his death. But there is no doubt that he was a Jew from what we now know as the Middle East. The white European Jesus of Western imagination is a fiction produced by those who could not imagine human perfection in any other form. Okay, does this issue matter? Does the marijuana issue matter? And does support for the police matter? I think it does. We will get to all of that and more on the Medved Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, there are so many things that are worth debating in the United States, it seems to me. I'm not sure that debating whether Jesus classifies as white, black, Middle Eastern, Latino, or anything else is a productive debate. But Mike Gerson, in his piece in the Washington Post, cites approvingly. He the idea that the white European Jesus Western imagination is a fiction produced by those who could not imagine human perfection in any other form. And then he quotes the head of PRRI, that's the Public Religion Research Institute, Robert P. Jones, who writes, "Whites simply could not conceive of owing their salvation to a representative of what they considered an inferior race. And a non-white Jesus would render impossible the intimate relationalism necessary for the evangelical paradigm to function. No proper white Christian would let a brown man come into their hearts or submit themselves to be a disciple of a swarthy Semite." Unquote. And then Gerson writes, "The embrace of a Scandinavian Jesus is not just foolish, but part of a broader historical amnesia. Jesus not only looked like a Middle Eastern Jew, this identity also made him part of an oppressed, dispossessed group. A sense of Jewish powerlessness was the social context for his ministry, and his teaching reflected it." Okay, I truly wonder about the great emotion and insistence that people have about identifying Jesus as one race or another. Because if the Christian story, and it very clearly is, that Jesus is the Son of God, does anyone believe that God was one race or another? Or is that an important consideration here? It seems to me dubious. Something else that is dubious is all of the propaganda about the unmitigated and limitless health benefits of cannabis. And people were very cautious in many cases about buying anything that big corporations are selling them. Basically say, oh, yeah, good, for the sell from big pot, big weed. CNN has a piece about the American Heart Association. And they say, "You may love smoking weed, but it does not love your heart," according to a new scientific statement from the American Heart Association on marijuana. Quote, "The American Heart Association recommends that people not smoke or vape any substance, including cannabis products, because of the potential harm to the heart, lungs, and blood vessels." The statement is by Rose Marie Robertson, who is the Deputy Chief Science and Medical Officer for the American Heart Association. The new scientific statement, which was published this week in the AHA Journal Circulation, examined existing research on the connection between cannabis and the heart. The statement found using weed has, quote, "the potential to interfere with prescribed medications, as well as to trigger cardiovascular conditions or events, such as heart attacks and strokes." So said a clinical pharmacologist named Robert Page II, who chaired the medical writing group for the statement. "Anyone planning to use marijuana should discuss possible risks with their health professional first," said Page, who's a professor in the Department of Clinical Pharmacy and Physical Medicine at University of Colorado. He pointed out that today's high-potency weed raises risks of anxiety and addiction, the study says. Quote, "If people choose to use cannabis for its medicinal or recreational effects, the oral and topical forms, for which doses can be measured, may reduce some of the potential harms. It is also vitally important that people only use legal cannabis products because there are no controls on the quantity or the contents of cannabis products sold on the street." And then they go on to the THC levels, which are much higher in cannabis today than they were in the quote, good old days of the 60s and 70s. "Cannabis smoke contains components similar to tobacco smoke," Page said, "and studies show tobacco-like increases in carbon monoxide and tar in a weed smoker's blood. after smoking marijuana, regardless of the THC content. Okay, with all of that going on, they are still trying to reach an agreement in the Congress of the United States on some kind of coronavirus relief package to help the economy and to help some of those people who have been cut off on their supplemental unemployment benefits, and that's literally millions of people. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, who's trying hard to be Senate majority leader, I hope he does not make that, but Chuck Schumer made these comments today about the new economic numbers and the president's recent proposals for executive orders. Listen.
What is one of the biggest problems facing us in the next month, as the speaker mentioned? Schools. Opening up the schools safely. If you don't open up the schools, you're going to hurt the economy significantly because lots of people can't go to work. Executive orders leave out schools altogether.
Okay, what he's talking about is something that I think almost all Americans agree on. Their point is that they need to provide more money and direct aid for schools so that they can open up. But the idea that that money has to be provided by the federal government, surely they can reach some kind of point of compromise on this, it would seem. It is much harder to compromise on some of those relief, some of the attitudes toward police and attempts to defund police. And there's some amazing video about an elderly woman in Portland who was trying to put out a fire outside the East Precinct and was blocked by a member of Antifa and then mocked by the crowd. And you can hear what the crowd is chanting. Listen, this is clip 16. Okay, she's trying to put out a fire, and she's being mocked, and they're chanting, "All cops are bastards." How do you stand up against things like that? I will tell you one thing you can do. It has to do with an event this Sunday. I will be speaking about that event with Mike Solan, who is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, coming right up on the Medved Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's recommending executive orders pertaining to enhanced unemployment insurance, evictions, and student loans after talks between him and Democrats went nowhere on Friday. As far as what the Democrats are hoping for, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says,
"Everything about the Pelosi legislation is designed not to create a single job, but to keep everyone unemployed right where they are."
The United States is on the verge of 5 million coronavirus infections. Based on recent averages, the nation will likely hit the grim milestone this weekend. Johns Hopkins data shows more than 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19-related complications, which means of the people infected, there's over a 96% survival rate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved show, don't you feel sometimes like you look at what's going on in places like Seattle and Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, cross country? You think everybody's lost their minds? Well, there's an opportunity coming up Sunday, 2 days from now, an opportunity to meet a lot of other people who may see things more the way you do. Tell us about that. It's my honor to welcome to the show Mike Solan, who is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. He served for 21 years with the Seattle Police Department on patrol, gang unit, a detective, SWAT officer, now president of SPOG. Mike, thank you very much for joining us, and tell us about the big rally that is coming up on Sunday outside City Hall.
Well, good afternoon, Michael. It's the honor is mine to be on your show. I really appreciate this opportunity to inform the ignored majority of the reasonable citizens in the Seattle area, and in particular the citizens that you reach across the nation, that there is an ignored majority of people that support public safety. And now more than ever, people have the opportunity to show their support for law enforcement. And they can do that by going to stopdefunding.com. And then that will link them to a petition. They can sign it, and they can show the city council of the city of Seattle that they've had enough of their unreasonable activism, and their voice is going to be heard. And they can also show up on Sunday at a pro-law enforcement rally at City Hall, which is August 9th from 12 to 2 p.m., to show their support for police. We're going to have a lot of Seattle Police Officer Guild members in attendance. It'll be a safe environment. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to come together as a community, the reasonable community, that ignored majority, to say we support this community and we support law enforcement.
Yeah, we're going to link directly to the petition, which I think there are lots of people like me and my entire staff and everybody should sign. It's not a petition for higher taxes. It's not a petition for anything except protecting the crucial funding for police officers and for the police department. When you talk, and I know you do, to some of the members of what seems to be an utterly insane city council in Seattle, and they tell you that right now is the perfect time to lay off 100 officers, what is their argument? Because I honestly haven't heard it. Why is this such a great time when you look at the state of the city right now to lay off close to 10% of the current police force?
I don't know what their thinking is in terms of it being sound or of reason. It definitely is unreasonable activism. And the trouble is that they're conducting this unreasonable activism via Twitter. And they're listening to the Twitter mob that's influencing their politics. And they believe that the Twitter is the catalyst or the voice, if you will, of their constituents. And that's not the case at all. As we have 150,000 signatures that have signed this petition, most of them, Michael, Seattle zip codes, where people have seen what occurred at the East Precinct in the early week of June and then the weeks following when the Chaz Chop experience, that failed experiment, played out, of what could become a reality across this entire city if we defund this police department. Because currently, right now, Michael, before this defund nonsense started, we are at or below minimum safe staffing levels in every precinct, every watch, citywide. So I find it difficult to even fathom the concept of removing more police officers at a time when the majority of the citizens of the city are demanding more officers to protect them from the public safety nightmare that's unfolding across this city.
Well, you're talking about a public safety nightmare. Maybe you can speak for a moment. They voted unanimously to take police off the navigation teams to help clean up some of the homeless encampments. Why is it not just a wonderful and idyllic situation for homeless people, people experiencing homelessness, to live in these encampments? Isn't life idyllic out there in those tents?
Well, first of all, anybody experiencing homelessness is a tragedy by itself. Having said that, I've been immersed in the homeless situation for several years, being a SWAT officer. When we did mission after mission, warrant service after warrant service, on many of these exploding, as far as population of homelessness is concerned, in these homeless parks, the amount of weapons, narcotics, the criminal acts within those encampments have gotten to the level that SWAT was involved. And that goes to show you what can occur in these homeless encampments and the amount of refuse and squalor conditions is profound. And the amount of narcotics and people being under the influence of these narcotics is also just as profound. And it's sad. But if they're going to remove the navigation team, which is police officers offering assistance as far as information about programs that they can obtain to assist them to get out of this lifestyle, who is going to do this? Are they going to replace it with social workers? Okay, so then please understand then, why is SWAT going to those encampments? Who's going to be able to do this to assist the NAV team if it rises to the level of a SWAT response? Are social workers going to do this when crimes as far as kidnapping, child trafficking, narcotics movement, other criminal activities such as rape, robbery, homicides, shootings, I mean, this is a serious situation that I just wish we had even more voices, or at least ears, that can hear what's really occurring here. And this has got such energy in the last 5 years of the homeless population exploding in the Seattle area. Now, this move to remove the NAF team, all this is political pandering at best, but more importantly, they're taking funds out of the police budget and putting it into their groups, their activist groups. It's a money grab, Michael, and it's all about money and power at this point.
And isn't that a shame? I do want to say Sunday, August 9th, that's this Sunday, 12 noon, Seattle City Hall. It's so important for the reasonable people, the pro-police majority, and I believe there's an overwhelming pro-police majority. We don't need not fewer officers, we need more officers in Seattle. And please sign the petition. You can go to michaelmedved.com or just stopdefunding.com. Sign the petition. Join this rally Sunday, this Sunday, June 9th, in front of Seattle City Hall. And as Mike Solon, the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, made clear, there'll be a lot of officers there. It will be a safe gathering. And meanwhile, is it safe to actually decide to watch some entertainment from Hollywood? Like a big new movie from Disney that's partially inspired by The Lion King. It's called Black is King. It stars Beyoncé. And there's a new comedy, a cross-generational immigrant comedy with Seth Rogen. We will review American Pickle, Black is King, The Secret Garden, and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite,
It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, looking forward to a peaceful summer weekend. And for us, it's a great weekend because we have everybody home right now. And that's kind of one of the things that you live for, especially in the midst of a pandemic. We'll have a chance to see all of our children and all three of our grandchildren. So that's an important thing. Now, is it important enough to interrupt any of the time that you have with actual people to watch any of the movies that are on offer and streaming, various streaming services right now? Well, that remains to be seen from Hollywood. One of the biggest hits on video on demand is a film that you can see at Disney Plus right now, and it is called Black is King. And some people are saying that Beyonce, who produced this movie and she stars in it and she wrote the music, she did not direct it. It's directed by a series of different African directors. The word is Black is King is supposed to be an answer to Kanye's Jesus is King. I don't think so. I mean, what it really is based on is she, of course, contributed her voice and a new song to the latest version of Lion King in 2019 from the Disney company, which was a smash hit. She also released a bunch of songs that she was inspired to do for that appearance. And this new music video, which is about an hour and a half long, is created through that particular genesis. And a part of what she does is, of course, outstanding dancing, unbelievable costumes. There are a lot of African and other locations. There are a lot of African and guest artists. Pharrell Williams turns up. You also get to see Lupita Nyong'o in one of the segments. Kelly Rowland, Naomi Campbell, lots of folks. And there's kind of sort of a story, an origins story, in Black is King.
You were formed by the heat of the galaxy. What a thing to be, both unique and familiar, to be one and the same, and still unlike any other. Life is a set of choices. Lead or be led astray. Follow your light or lose it.
Okay, a lot of these poetic interludes are from a poet named Warson Shire. And there are lines like, "We have always been wonderful. I see us reflected in the world's most heavenly things, black as king. We were beauty before they knew what beauty was." And all of it meant to be very uplifting. There are also different excerpts from The Lion King with James Earl Jones, of course, the voice of Mufasa. And the music is catchy. It's infectious. Beyonce is an amazing performer. Again, the dancing is spectacular. And there are extremely elaborate costume changes. But this is not a travelogue of Africa. A lot of it was actually shot elsewhere. The gorgeous waterfall that you see there was at Lake Havasu, California. It's not part of the African continent. And a lot of the poetic interludes are kind of distracting. There's also religious imagery. At one point, there's a Moses story with Beyonce sort of putting her baby in a basket and putting him onto a river. And maybe that's a reference to the middle passage to the African diaspora. The entire thing is never less than watchable. It's visually very beautiful. It is rated PG, and nothing really in it that is too intense or disturbing. 2.5 stars for the impressive, but incoherent, and it is, both, Black is King. Another big new movie out that you can see right now is An American Pickle. And this is kind of inspired by the Rip Van Winkle story, maybe. Seth Rogen plays an Eastern European Jewish immigrant to New York. Comes over to New York in 1919. And he gets a job killing rats in a pickle factory and then accidentally falls into a great big vat of pickle brine. And then he is somehow preserved, just as he is, for 100 years till chance allows him to come out in 2020 and then to reconnect with his own great-grandson, also played by Seth Rogen. Listen.
It's been 100 years. The pickle brine preserved him perfectly.
The world has changed. Everyone I know is gone.
You were able to track down a great grandson.
Bing-bong. This is nuts. You have no wife, no children, no friends, no job. You need help.
I'm fine.
Okay, there are funny and touching elements in this film. And, of course, the basic premise makes no sense, but they make light of that in the film itself. The screenplay is written not by Seth Rogen. It's written by a guy named Simon Rich, who's the son of film critic and drama critic Frank Rich. And it was originally a story in New Yorker. The problem with the film is it's touching and interesting to imagine somebody coming from 100 years ago from a Eastern European background and to see what America is today and to be befuddled by it and not to fit in. But they felt they needed a conflict. So they create this entirely arbitrary and not believable bitter conflict, even rivalry, between the great-grandson, Ben Greenbaum, and the guy who emerged from the pickle vat, who's Herschel Greenbaum. And the fighting is unpleasant and arbitrary and not believable or human for a moment. And there's also material in the film that a lot of religious believers, Christians in particular, are going to find offensive. Because the Herschel Greenbaum character, the character who comes from 100 years ago, says some very wounding things that get him in trouble as he's struggling to reestablish a pickle business in 2020. Is it entertaining and interesting? Yes. Is it a good performance by Seth Rogen? He's actually good in both parts. But only 2.5 stars for American Pickle. It is also a PG-13 film, though there is language in it that is going to be uncomfortable for some people. The Secret Garden is the fifth movie version. The first movie version was the silent movie in 1919 of a children's book that was written by Frances Hodgson Burnett in 1911. And in the book, a young girl loses both of her parents in India, and then she's taken to England to live with an uncle. But he has been protecting a secret walled-in garden that his late wife had cherished. Listen.
I will tell you a story. It's the story of an orphan girl. She was sent to live in a mysterious house, where she discovered something magical, something secret.
Okay, the film is not magical. It's much darker. There was in 1993, there was another Secret Garden starring Maggie Smith, directed by Agnieszka Holland, which was better in every way. This one messes with the book, and I don't know why. I mean, the book is such a classic. People still read it and enjoy it. It changes the time period in which everything occurs from 1911, when the book was written, for some reason, to 1947. It has some of the independence riots in India are dramatized here. There is a gigantic fire which they stick in. There are elements of danger and darkness and ghosts and hauntings that are not in the original. Colin Firth plays the uncle. He's a hunchback, and yes, he is in the book as well. But I honestly can't recommend this film, because there is a much better, more child-friendly alternative that is easily available, which is the 1993 The Secret Garden. Only 2 stars for the latest version of The Secret Garden. Coming up Monday, there is some mysteries about a famous Republican who's going to speak at the Democratic Convention, and a very famous Democrat who is not. What does that mean? And why are Americans giving up our citizenship in record levels? That is a mystery we need to probe in behalf of this greatest nation on God's green.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.